Welcome everyone in today, and hopefully everything we do and say here will be glorious to the Lord. Our normal worship service times are Bible study at 9:30 on Sundays, worship service at 10:30, and then we have a Wednesday Bible study. You can also visit us at www.elliottsvillechurch.org and get past sermons and some other information about us. If you have any questions, or you can certainly ask any of our regular members, and if there are any visitors, we do also want to make sure we welcome you. Out of town today, we've got Jillian, Penny, and Sarah, and then they're up north visiting. They'll be back tonight. Mike Massey is sick. The sick folks we have listed, Mike Massey's still recuperating, still in the hospital. Rebecca is also recuperating, and then Beth's mother is having bunion surgery this week, so she'll be off her feet. Are there any other sick that need to be mentioned? We've got a gospel meeting at North Bibb, and that starts today. And then we've also got singing in Vestavia that's Friday night at 7 p.m. If there's no other announcements that the men need to make, we'll have our order of worship. I will have the scripture reading, and that's 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 to 23. Noah will have our opening prayer. Leading our singing will be Seth. His numbers are posted over here, and his first number is 660. Michael will lead the Lord's Supper at the appropriate time. Brother Rex will have the closing prayer, and Randy will have the message of the day. If there's nothing else, then we will have a moment of silence, and then I will do the scripture reading. All right, 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 to 23. See that no one repays anyone evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to everyone. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstance, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the spirit, do not despise the prophecies, but test everything. Hold fast what is good, abstain from every form of evil. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you now, very thankful for this day that you bless us with. We thank you for giving us all safe travels to be here, allowing us to go through another portion of your word, and to listen to another sermon, and to sing songs of praises to you, and to partake of the Lord's Supper that your Son established. We pray that as we do everything today, that we do so in accordance with your word and how you've set them out to be done, and ultimately in a way that is pleasing in your sight. And edifying to us. We pray that as we go through this service that we're able to remain here and to put aside the cares of the world that are so distracting in our day-to-day lives. And please allow us to look at everything that is said and look back into your word for what is true and right and how we should apply these things to our lives. We pray at this time for those of our number who are still up north or are away from us. We pray that you be with them and allow them to be back with us. And we thank you for those of our number who did make it back safely. And We also pray for Brother Michael Massey and his surgery and the doctors there. We pray that you be with them and guide their hands and allow him to have some relief and to recover well. And please also be with Miss Cindy as she's helping him and in this whole recovery process. And also pray for Beth's mother as well. We pray at this time that you continue to be with our thoughts and guide us through the rest of this service. And we pray all this through your Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Number 660.
I will sing God the mercies of the Lord forever.
Last Lord's Day, we talked about how David referenced the Messiah would be a king, a priest forever, and a judge. Three very high-ranking, high places when we think about our society. Three places of power. Prophet Isaiah talks about the Messiah as well, but he talks about him in a much different way. He talks about him as a servant in many places. But in Isaiah 53, he tells what the servant is going to do. Beginning in verse 1, "Who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form of comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was stricken. And they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death. Because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make a soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hands. He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death. And he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors." The prophet Isaiah was prophesying during time when he had both good kings and bad kings before Judah was taken away into captivity. But the servant, as he's talking about in this section of Isaiah, is the one that would come through the remnant that would come back from that captivity, and that would be Jesus. And as we read there in Isaiah 53, he would be smitten, he would be stricken. We wouldn't look on him anywhere near what David said he would be, a king and a priest forever. But he was our Savior. And as the song that Seth led before we did this, he did this as faithful love. Love for us, but more importantly, love for the Father, that he gave himself as part of the Father's plan that was put in place well before the foundation of the world. So let us remember this morning as we partake of the bread, as we drink of the fruit of the vine, his body and his blood that was shed for us, that gives us that that sacrifice that he made was our sin offering to God, that through him our transgressions would be forgiven. If you will, let's bow in prayer at this time. Our most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you thankful for the day that you've given us and for this time we can gather together as we remember the death of your Son on that cross. Father, as we partake of this bread, please help us to remember his body that hung on that cross that was meant to be shameful, but to those who believe, Father, it points the way to life ever after. Father, as we partake of this, help us to remember our own sins, Father, and to ask for those to be forgiven of those things, that we partake of this in a manner that's well-pleasing in your sight. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Let us again offer thanks. In like manner, Heavenly Father, we are thankful for the truth of the vine as we remember the blood of your Son that was shed on that cross for our sins. Help us, Father, to live our lives, Father, in a way that's pleasing and acceptable to you. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Next song will be number 496.
Fast and sure, while the billows roll.
we have the example in several of Paul's letters of Christians that they came to deal with frustrated the week they laid by the score. They gave them their means that they had to support not only Paul and his efforts, but as well as efforts in other places to help those Christians. We still carry that same effort for today to not only help people work here, but to help another place. So let us take this time as we give our means to give cheerfully and what we've already had planned to do. We'll let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for all the blessings that you've given us in this life. As we give back a portion of those physical things back to you, Father, pray that you help us to do so with the right heart, that we would not do this progressively, Father, but do this as we see the example of Christians in the first century, Father, give them of their needs, Father, to help your work keep you home in this area. Father, we ask that you be with us, that you please help us to be mindful of what we're doing. We pray you give us the right thing.
Like the March of Songbook, number 87. Number 87 will be the song after the rest of the hour. The ones in Mark had the prayer number 504.
I want to be yours.